Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius was called on the carpet today about how the health care overhaul law is being implemented, and the complaints came from a leading Democrat and ally. Senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News, Mary Agnes Carey, covered the Senate Finance Committee hearing, joins us now. Mary Agnes, it was, of all people, the committee chair, Max Baucus. What happened?
Well, he's very, very concerned about the implementation of a provision in the health law called the exchanges. These are health insurance exchanges where individuals and eligible small businesses can apply to get coverage. They can start applying this fall. Coverage starts in 2014. He said, based on what he's heard from his constituents back home in Montana, people are confused. They don't understand how to enroll in the exchanges. They don't understand the regulations behind them, how they'll benefit their businesses or their lives, and that he basically said he sees a train wreck coming at this point.
And what did Sebelius say? Basically, what Baucus was telling her was he doubted that the exchanges would be ready for enrollment in October.
Well, he's very concerned that they won't be ready. And what she countered with is she talked about an announcement the Department of Health and Human Services made last week to fund grants for things called navigators. These are people who can help individuals and small businesses figure out how to apply for the exchanges and how to navigate them. So she said those grants have been placed out. People are going to apply for them. But then Senator Baucus and Secretary Sebelius got in kind of an exchange about specifics there. He said, well, how many navigators will you have, when and where? And she said, I don't know yet. And he very clearly wants more specifics as soon as they can deliver on this issue.
He was a key architect of this law. Has he let loose like this before?
I have not seen that. He isn't shy about expressing his opinion. He tends to be more measured, but he was visibly angry and frustrated today. And as you note, he is a key architect. He was a key co-sponsor, and he's got a lot on the line here to watch this. He really worked hard to pass this law, and he just says that he wants the exchanges to be simple and easy for people to understand, and he doesn't think it's heading that way.
Did any other Democrats or Republicans on the committee join in this?
It's interesting. They really didn't. Orrin Hatch, who's the ranking Republican, was concerned about the president's budget. Of course, HHS is part of that budget. It didn't do enough to control entitlement spending. And members on both sides of the aisle framed their questions around their particular interests, funding for teaching hospitals or something called critical access hospitals, or the Navigator program and how it impacts insurance brokers and agents. But they did not really jump on the Baucus train, if you will, with his line of questioning.
You caught up with the secretary immediately after the hearing. What did she have to tell you?
She reiterated, as she had during the hearing and also before the House Ways and Means Committee last week, that the exchanges will be up and running this fall on schedule for enrollment, and they'll be up and running January 2014 delivering coverage.
And we should say one of the reasons the federal government is under so much pressure itself with the exchanges is it is launching them in many more states than they had anticipated having to do.
That's right. They anticipated that states themselves would say, we want to run that exchange, but in many states they did not. The federal government is going to run health insurance exchanges in 26 states and partner with about another 7 states. So the federal government is having much of a larger role in exchanges than they envisioned when the law passed.
Okay, thanks so much, Mary Agnes Carey of Kaiser Health News. I'm Jackie Judd.